Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Spoiler warning, if you haven't seen John Wick 2 or John Wick 3, because you'd know the story of John Wick 2 if you'd seen John Wick 3, then this is your spoiler warning. We will be giving it away. Otherwise, please enjoy Mission Zaxxleyazamarama.
Peace. I hate the word. I got one leg, and a bucket of chicken.
Pretty little cornstarch. I'm my werewolf, man. Luigi Mario.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Mish and Zach's Leguizamarung. This is a podcast where each week we chat about Leguizamo and all the stuff that he's done. And by we, I mean me and my friend. my name is Mish. You might know me from wishing I was a bit of a badass, because I'm not. I'm a big softy. I'm like custard. And I'm joined, as always, by my super hard friend, Zachary Thomas Ruane, who you might know from...
Being a hard cunt, you know, yeah. I don't take nothing. I am going to go watch that Clint Eastwood movie, Cry Macho, but I don't think I'm going to care for the bit at the end where he says that being macho ain't all that, because I think it is.
Oh, bless. I keep you, as my friend, to keep the bullies at bay.
Yeah,
because if you're around...
And I am a bully, so it's a morally complex thing, but I don't bully you, so you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm a lucky girl. Mm-hmm. We're really lucky because we're joined by one of our favourite people who happens to be, I would place money on this fact,
wow,
the biggest John Wick fan in the world. She's a big fan of John Wick. She's also like the funniest comedian that ever walked the planet. She's kind, she's lovely. And you know what? She loves a doggo. It's our friend.
I'm going to compete with that. Yeah, she's a good friend.
Like, standing there being like, reel it in.
Mish loves like a big intro, and it's always really hard because she'll do that, or like her end, she'll always be like, this person's the best person in the entire world. And I'm like, I agree, but it leaves not much for me to say. It's like, and Zach? And I'm like, oh, yeah. I agree.
What do you think about me, Zach?
Yeah, I agree. No, you are one of the funniest people I know. The issue there is the mountain has already been climbed in the introduction stage.
I got there fucking first, which makes me a better friend.
Good job, Mish.
Sure. Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you.
We'll chat. No, we're going to have a chat, Michelle, about it, Zach. Thank
you're
you.
Great. You're thanks. So fun.
What's the best thing about me?
Wow. What's the best thing? I like Michelle Brazier's hair.
Thank you so much.
Michelle Brazier's got lots of thick, curly hair.
Thank you so much.
That's my favourite thing about Brazier. I also really like that she bathes in buckets.
I have a ceramic bath now.
That's so exciting.
Congratulations. Yeah.
It rules.
When you told me that you'd bought a bucket from Bunnings to bathe in, because you needed a bath.
Okay, it was a storage tub.
Yeah. Oh, keep in mind, this wasn't because she didn't have a shower. This isn't how she kept clean. This was because she needed the relaxing effects of a bath.
Yeah.
I was very happy for you. I'm like, oh, that sounds like fun. But ever since the start, Braz, here's a confesh.
Yeah.
There was a part of me that was like, oh, no. Don't. Just a small part. I never told you until now you have an actual bath. I never mentioned you that when you told me that, 90% of me was like, fuck yeah, Braz, that sounds like fun. And then a solid 10% was like, don't do that.
Listen, I think I got a UTI because of it. And, you know, that's a message to go out into the community with. That be you careful.
Get, don't
it was
bathe
one
in
of
storage
those things
tubs.
Where it's like, you know, this was in the middle of, I think, one of the lockdowns.
Yeah, it was a big second lockdown.
And it was, like, you know, it was a tough time for Michelle. And I was just like, is the tub, like, part of it? or correlation? Do we let her have her tub, or is the tub the core?
Like, I felt like there were moments where...
I never had a problem with the tub, I'm just riffing.
Like, there were moments where I wonder if, like, we were all sitting around in a group of our friends, but without Brad's there, and we're all wanting to talk about it. But none of us are bringing it up because
that's
I was.
So funny. That's, do you know, though, I, like... I was just riffing there. I actually, Michelle got a plastic tub from Bunnings, used it as a bath in the bottom of her shower.
It's and better than nothing.
No,
so tell that to your UTI, bitch.
I only got it because I didn't clean the storage tub and I forgot about it. And then we went back into lockdown and I was like, I'm getting back in the tub.
Yeah.
I just want to say of the tub, I have harebrained schemes like that all the time. I'm like, you know what? If we did this with that and that with this, you could do that.
And exactly.
And then through my own inaction, it never happens. So when you did the tub, I was like, yeah, sick. Michelle's done one of the things. I was going to turn the space under our stairs into a little cinema room the other day. And then it thank God it didn't happen because it's the laundry and we need a laundry.
You call it the space under the stairs, but it's the laundry. It's a different room. It's an existing functional space.
I was like, put the laundry in the garage and then turn the space under the stairs into like a little tiny one-man cinema room. I said this to Annie.
I don't think that wouldn't be enjoyable in a room that small watching a film in the dark.
I watched Buffy on my phone in a plastic tub in a bathroom and it was lovely.
Yeah, you're not wow. amongst friends here, Mish.
I watched Buffy in my mansion.
We're the wanderers. We're the crazy souls.
Hey, we don't
see a tub and choose a tub. We see a bath. We see a cinema. We see possibility.
You keep talking. I'm doing the music for the ad. This is a bank ad. Directed at young people to get a credit card and live beyond their means. The dreamers.
I'm crazy and wild too. Two days ago I went to bake a cake. But I thought I had a cake tin, which is one of those things that everyone thinks they have, but you don't. I don't have a cake tin. But what I do have is two cookie trays. So I spread the cake out real good on the cookie trays to try and make a cake on two cookie trays.
What? Isn't a cookie tray just a flat tray?
Yes, with a tiny lip.
How big is the lip?
5 centimetres.
A half-inch lip, you could do. Yeah. I can see what you're going for there.
I've got a half-inch lip.
Half-inch lip.
Yeah.
Get yourself a half-inch lip.
And I was like, this is going to be great. I could do a layer cake because I could just take one of the cookie tray cakes.
There's merit to all of this.
Put some cream in the middle. Put another layer of the very dry.
Yeah. You know what I would have done, Mish?
Yeah, what?
I would have got a tray. Or a storage tub with a bigger lip.
A storage tub cake.
Yeah.
Because we're the dreamers.
Yeah.
We are the creators. We are those that change the world. Alan Turing, Steve Jobs.
Bad man.
All these people, they saw a world and they decided to change it. And you could too, Mish, if you accept that the laundry could be turned into a comfortable cinema room.
And that a cookie tray can turn into a cake tin.
No, that's just stupid.
That's dumb. You fucking idiot.
Oh, wow.
You absolute nuff muffin. Nah, that's good. I think that's good.
I think there's a lot of merit to that.
I just tried. I was just trying my best in these horrible times.
I think you did the right thing.
Thank you. I do too. Okay. How have you been, Braz, during this whole last... We haven't seen you since a year ago. We did John Wick like a year ago. We haven't seen.
I thought you meant as friends. And I was like, what are you talking about?
Saw you 2 days ago.
What are you talking about?
No, we haven't seen you since the first John. What's happened between watching the first John Wick
in
2020 and then the second John Wick in 2021?
I'm in a different house and I've had two vaccinations.
Hey!
Thank you so much.
That's so great.
Thank you so much. I'm very proud of myself.
Did you have any of those nasty side effects?
I didn't have any side effects. To the point where I'm not sure if they gave me the vaccine. I've got a sore arm. But that's it.
We spoke yesterday and I was like, oh, how are you feeling? Do you have any side effects? She's like, oh, I'm just a little bit tired. And I was just like, that's because you haven't slept in 6 years.
Yeah, all I do is work. And yesterday I scheduled a day off. I was like, no meetings, nothing, no deadlines, nothing due. Everything's got to be sorted before. And then because of that, I just had to watch Desperate Housewives. That's all I had on for the day.
Mm.
And so I just had a little nap and I was like, I guess I'm fatigued, but yeah. I don't know if that's true.
No, it's possible. Mm. I got real tired. I had the weirdest side effect and I want to put it out there because this is legit. This isn't me trying to play funny bugs. This isn't a bit. I'm not doing a bit. Sometimes okay. I can get serious, okay?
Okay.
I got my shot. I've got my shot on a Friday afternoon. Felt fine. Felt absolutely fine. Went to bed. Not a problem. Woke up in the morning, gave my partner a little bit of a cuddle, and he just kind of looks at me and goes, no, I looked at him. Sorry, I looked at him and went, you smell a bit. And he was like, I had a shower last night. And I'm like, no, you've got a bit of BO. I can smell it. And he was like, okay. Then we got up and we went to get dressed, and I went to take off my pajama top, and I caught a whiff of my armpit, and it was me. The vaccine made me smell bad.
Or did you not shower because don't believe in the storage tub situation?
No, I showered. Ooh. I showered and it was only my left armpit. And my left armpit smelt really bad for 2 days.
Wow.
That's weird.
Anyone out there who's gotten the vaccine, please let me know if you got some sort of weird smelly thing. I did read somewhere on Reddit. I went into a deep hole and found someone who was like,
this is the good substantiated scientific stuff that we need to be putting out there.
Deep Reddit.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I smell really bad, but not killing anyone. That's mm-hmm. pretty cool.
Mm.
But I just thought I should put it out there. Go if anyone in the deep Reddit also happens to listen to Leguizamarama and they smell real fucking bad after your vaccine, just let me know.
Well, maybe if there's a scientist listening, they could let us know rather
Carl,
than someone else who's been on the internet.
If you're listening,
Dr. Carl,
let us know why Mish smelled. Did you get any side effects, Zach?
Well, I stank really bad, but that's more to do with lockdown number 6.
Yes.
I just have stopped bathing. Except
I've got a
in
spare
tubs.
Tub.
Yeah. I was tired. I was tired. I was a tired boy. But other than that, it was okay. But apparently I got the Pfizer, and apparently hits you harder on the second. So
that's
we'll
what
see.
They say, yeah. But my Pfizer 2 was fine.
Yeah. Mm. My Pfizer, I was fine. I was tired, but I'm always a bit tired. And I felt I'm always a bit lazy.
I'm fascinated by the stinky underarm. That's the most fascinating thing. It's always fun when you get a symptom that's not on the box.
I honestly don't know what it is because I'm a very clean girl. I enjoy.
I rarely smell a BO on you. I don't think I've ever smelt you.
Mm.
Yeah,
I'm not a pongy girl.
Yeah.
You're not pongy
I'm not pongy.
She's not a pongy gal.
Hashtag not a pongy gal.
Not a pongy.
For some reason, 2 days following my second shot of Pfizer, smelt like a fucking garbage can.
Maybe you got a UTI.
Maybe.
Maybe.
It's probably because I had a bath in your bucket.
It's so good. But, guys, it really was a depression bath. Like, it's so funny because I just did it. It was my first go at being properly sad. I'm a very positive person. I've been very lucky with my mental health. First time I ever got really sad, and I just got into a plastic storage tub, crammed my body into a clear tub.
Love that.
And then sometimes my partner came into the room and saw me in that state.
Oh, that's, what an interesting visual.
Is it interesting?
Yeah.
They put it in NGV, do you think?
You're like very talking to the two most like joyfully depresso people. So I'm like, yeah, get in that tub, girl.
squeeze your way in. The only thing more depressing, the only thing more depressing than the fact that you had a bath in a storage tub was that there was a small part of me when you did get that in second lockdown after judging you that went, maybe I could do it, but ain't no storage tub big enough for dead ass. So I had to stick to my normal shower.
Oh, Mish, I've got a tub for you, babe. You know what? I know exactly what you need. I've upgraded three times. I did get the 25, then I got the 50, then I got the 80 litre.
Wow.
Now, that was too big for me, Mish.
Could I squeeze into an 80 litre?
You could get in the 80. Okay. 100%.
All right, great. I want my partner to see that.
He'll love it.
Spice up the relish.
It's really good.
Do you guys remember when on Instagram during like the first lockdown, I was like pushing to live in a cinema? I was like, I think
that
I should
remember
just...
this. Yeah.
And everyone was like, ha ha, good one. And I was like, oh yeah, ha ha ha. And then like legitimately like looking up tub options for bathing in the kitchenette of the cinema.
Did you?
I was like, ah, hear back from anyone? Yeah, funny. What's that?
Did you ever hear back from anyone?
Nova reached out and was like, haha, like if you want to do an overnight thing when things open up. And then also Lido engaged and we're now friends of Lido.
Anyway, we are here to talk about something that's going to make us all very, very happy, I feel. Mm. Something that we needed. We needed this film, didn't we, Zach? Last few have been full.
Can I be a bummer? Can I be a real bummer here?
Am I going to fight you on this?
No. I love John Wick. I love the John Wick series.
Okay.
But I wasn't in the mood last night to watch John Wick. I'm in like two moods, maybe three moods when I'm like depresso lockdown. And a movie like John Wick is 100% like one of those moods. But I was in more of a, I think I just wanted to watch something chill last night. You know, when you're like, ugh, I'm like, ugh, lockdown. I just want to watch like a chill thing. So unfortunately for me, love John Wick, have seen this one already so can talk to it. But it for me was very much just like, I've got a headache and it has so much bang, bang, shoot, shoot.
So much. It's a funny movie when you're trying to, like, the other night Tim and I were like, let's put on John Wick 2 and go to sleep. And it's like there's no dialogue. It's just cars and guns.
And it opens so loud.
So loud. And that's a long sequence.
And it doesn't stop. There are no moments of breath. Like, it does not stop.
Which I would say is a compliment. But if you're in the, like, I was in, I'm trying to think of the mood I was in. I was in like
use Keanu Reeves movies. Use Keanu Reeves movies. If you weren't going to be watching
Keanu
John Wick 2.
Keanu Reeves Sound of Music.
He is, yeah. That's right. He plays
Maria.
Keanu Reeves. Maria. do you know what? Maybe The Matrix, as funny as that sounds, because that's got a more chill energy. It's a bit more like, it's not like hard and loud.
Yeah.
So maybe The Matrix. But
what about
Reeves,
like a sweet November
or
something?
What about like Jungle Cruise?
But he's not in it.
Mish, but what about
a
like
very difficult
Jungle Cruise? Can we talk about Jungle Cruise?
Yeah.
So we can 100% talk about Jungle Cruise. In answer to Mish's question, I'm thinking like early sad Keanu Reeves. You know, like when people were like, after they were like, maybe there's more to him than just stoner comedies, but before they were like, he's an action star. So they're like, maybe there's more to him than stoner comedies.
I hear you.
And they haven't yet landed on action star, so they're like, maybe he's like a serious actor.
Yeah.
And then they're like, nah.
Sometimes I have days where I'm the lake house, and sometimes I have days where I'm Bill and Ted. Mm. But I tell you what, last night I was John Wick 2, baby. I was really feeling
jelly.
Sorry.
Jelly.
Do you want to?
I love John Wick 2 so much.
Do you want to read Zach?
I'll read the blurb. I was just Googling Keanu Reeves to place because I couldn't remember the name of the late 80s drama he was in that I was thinking of I would have been in the mood for. But that's not interesting. All right.
I want to know what it is. Okay.
It's the one. It's like Own Private Idaho. Was he in that?
Yes.
I'm trying to think. Yes. Like 89. River's Edge is the film I was thinking of. But also Parenthood.
Oh my God, he is in Parenthood.
Yeah, like I'm thinking like, you know, that era of, if I was in the mood at all, I wouldn't have been in the mood for those movies, but if I had the strict restriction of only Keanu Reeves films, that's what I would have been in the mood for yesterday.
Gotcha.
But that's a downer. I love this movie. I'm going to talk about it from the time I watched it on an aeroplane. John Wick 2 is a film that is quite low on my list of favourite John Wick films, but quite high on my list of sequels that do a good job of opening up the story, and somewhere in the middle of films starring Keanu Reeves. It tells the story of John Wick reluctantly having to kill a person, then kind of getting into it and killing lots of people, but then getting a bit too excited, then getting in trouble for killing one person in the wrong place. Legs returns as Aurelio, the cool car fixer-upper dude that was in three very memorable scenes in the first film, but is now only in one less memorable scene and one shot at the very end. Though he apparently filmed six scenes, but that's a combo for the rest of the pod.
There you go. I want to throw out there real quick, I'd never seen John Wick 2.
No.
I don't...
You haven't seen John Wick 3?
I have not seen John Wick 3. So this is my history of John Wick, and I'll do it in like 20 seconds.
You can do it. The podcast is the content of us talking, so you take as long as you want, baby.
Thanks. I watched John Wick, and then I reckon maybe like... No, I remember now. Zach and I had a very loose conversation about doing a podcast about John Leguizamo, and then I watched John Wick... Then and fucking loved it. So this was like, I don't know, a year and a half, 2 years ago. Fucking loved it. Then Zach and I solidified that we were going to do this podcast. So I was like, I'm not going to watch John Wick 2 because at some point I'm going to have to do it for quote unquote work. So I held off on watching it. So I loved it. It was so good.
Joy. I really want to, like, the segue I'm on now is the watching things for work. I can't tell you how many times I've wanted to watch Moulin Rouge in the last 6 months and then been like, I'll just wait. It's like, I should just watch it. I can watch it again in a few months' time.
100%. Yeah, I'm the same, though. Yeah. Ever since Moulin Rouge came out on Disney Star... Is that where it is? Yeah, that's where I wanted to watch it. We had Braz on for the first one, and now we got you on for the second. Please tell us your thoughts on John Wick 2, Michelle Brazier.
Okay, so I love John Wick 2. I love the dog, boy. Very, very big fan of the dog. Obviously, it's a Staffy. You know, this is something that's close to my heart. Yeah. I love this film. I think the action sequences are so fun. I feel like... the world is amazing, which is, you know, something that's a hangover from the first one. Like, it's just such a good world. I don't know what's happening with what is
Her name? I thought that was your full sentence.
No.
It sounds a little more like who are you?
Michelle has a stroke in the middle of
doing this.
I don't know what's going on.
But like then we could call the police while she had that stroke and watch the police enter her room and stuff.
Why
like,
the police?
Zooming. The ambulance.
Why not the ambulance?
Go and arrest her. She ruined our pod.
That's funny.
She made a commitment.
So annoying.
Where do you rate this in the John Wick films? Now, that's not to say it's bad. They're all good.
Aren't there four?
There's three currently. Three.
Okay.
But there'll be more.
There will be more. I don't know. John Wick 3 is so exciting. This might be number three in the John Wick world, but I love it. I really love it.
I'm so excited to see three because I was going to come into this pod and straight up say this is one of the best sequels I've ever seen.
Yeah. I strongly agree.
Yeah.
So if the third is better, holy moly.
The third one
is just like, holy shit.
I feel like this one, what this one does is it goes, okay, John Wick is a series now. And like, we're going to do everything to make it a series. And then like, so then by three, they're like, oh, this is the John Wick series. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. I just think that the scene where John Wick and Common the Rapper fight on a balcony before smashing into the Continental is one of the best fight scenes I've ever seen.
It's a really good scene.
So that being said, I'm not going to take away from the tits and guns one in the first film. But this one,
I think
one,
it's better.
I would say so.
You think it's better than number one?
No, than that in the fight scenes.
Mm.
I think this is a better fight scene.
It's although, so good.
At the end, wait, hang on. Which one's the end with the glass room? That's three, isn't it?
What?
This one ends in like the shimmery room.
This is the mirror room. The mirror room.
Yeah, the mirror room. Not the glass room.
No, the glass room is the
third one. Yeah. But this one's the mirror room with Ruby Rose. And I personally would just like to talk about why they made her a non-speaking part. It seems weird. She's really aggressive with her signing. I don't know if... I don't think she wanted a speaking role. She's mad. It feels like she's mad that she's playing a woman who is deaf. And I don't know why she's mad.
I think...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I wrote a play about hitmen a few years ago, and I made one of my characters. Keep in mind, not a few years ago, it was probably about 5 years ago that I wrote it. I made one of my characters silent because it's meant to make them super scary.
But no, my boyfriend played the role.
Your boyfriend did play the role.
He got great review mentions. He didn't even say any words.
It's a great character.
Yeah.
And Tim's incredibly fucking talented.
Good boy.
But I think with Ruby Rose, I don't think she's that scary because I still see her as the girl on that music video show.
Me too.
My one note. I took one note through this entire thing, and my one note was like, is Ruby Rose the most successful VJ? ?
I think anyone in Australia that was born between 85 and 92 would only see Ruby Rose as the video hits girl.
Yeah.
But I don't know why that is. Like, I don't know, because like, I am willing to accept Osher as not Andrew G.
But could you accept Osher as an action superstar? Could you watch Osher in like John Wick 5, in comes Osher and he's just like, I can't.
No.
You didn't. You broke the very fundamental rules of the Continental, and now we got a hand to hand combat. It's me, Osher, cunt.
Yeah, I could see it.
Usher, Usher and Andrew G. Like, it's like he's just like. Like Keanu's just killed 50 people hand to hand with like nothing but his bare hands, and they've all got guns. And then he thinks it's over, and then a garage door opens up, and there's Osher and Andrew G.
And Osher's wearing a leather jacket and like ripped jeans.
It's them circa season one of Australian Idol. It's like, hey, here you go. Oh my god. And then he just like, and then he just kills him instantly. They don't know how to fight. Oh, yeah.
More importantly, whatever happened to James Matheson?
James Matheson, Andrew G is Osher's old name, isn't it? Yes. I was trying to say Osher
And James Matheson.
James Matheson. I don't know.
Because James Matheson was the funny one.
Did you ever notice that?
Yeah, I did. James Matheson was the funny one and Andrew G was the hot one.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
Whatever happened to James Matheson?
I reckon he invested well and moved away from the industry.
Yeah, probably. I hope he's in John Wick 4.
I reckon one day they should do an episode of Wife Swap where Hamish and Andy and Usher and Andrew Matheson swap Hamish and Andrew. And just see what happens.
Sure. So with this film, I love that. What I love about this film and what I love about action films in general is that the dialogue
is not...
on
the journey.
No, because I got to see it for the first... And I knew I'd love it. I knew I'd love it, right? I love that the dialogue is not important in full-on action films, right? It doesn't really matter what they're saying, whatever. But this film still had some great bloody one-liners.
Yeah.
I fucking really enjoyed it. Like,
it's a John Wick trademark.
He's like, how are you going to kill me with that pen, with that guy's cane, with my glasses? And Keanu Reeves just constantly sweaty in this film. Like, his hair is wet,
he's
permanently
just had the
moist.
Second Pfizer and he stinks a bit weird in his left underarm.
Exactly. But you better believe John Wick would get vaccinated.
He just turns
to Santino in the art gallery and just goes, with my hands. And it was just like, fuck yes.
Sorry, I'm still on the reality show thing because of Usher and Andrew. James Matheson. So when you said Santino, I thought it was a scene between John Wick and Santino Rice, one of the judges from RuPaul's Drag Race season, I think 2 through 7. He's just like, with my hands, and Santino's like, well, I think maybe your address is a little bit. I just was imagining Santino Rice. That's funny if you're a fan of both of those things.
Of all Australian reality properties. Of all the Australian reality TV personalities, who would you most like to see in John Wick 4?
Reese Nicholson?
No,
oh, good.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a very good answer.
That's good. Yeah. I
it's
would
me just
love
trying to give my friend an opportunity. I think
we need to, like, in the past we've set a very hard no friends rule.
No, I like the idea that the director of John Wick 4 is listening to this and he goes, well, okay, then, Michelle.
Well, we'll pop in Reese. He'd be great, though. Like, I mean, he dresses really well. I'm sure they'd have costume. They'd have wardrobe. Anyway.
Reese would be good. Reese would be sharply dressed. And but I have to say I'd want to see Yumi Steins, keeping with the V, Channel V
good.
Energy. Like, Yumi coming in. Who else?
That's a very, very
Ricky
good
Lee.
Well, I was just thinking,
Rob
she's
Mills,
not Australian.
Again, I'm doing more
mates.
Friends.
I'd love to see Ricky Lake pop up in a John Wick.
Okay.
That would be fun.
I'd love to see Oprah.
Oh, imagine if Oprah was the villain in a John Wick film.
That'd be good.
I give that
it's like Helen Mirren in the Fast saga. You guys know Helen Mirren's in the Fast saga?
So I don't know if I've told you this, Michelle, but I only ever watch the odd-numbered Fast films.
You've told me this and I've tried to explain to you what happens in between and it's made no difference.
But it's part of the joy for me. Like, it's actually part of the joy because I watch 9 and now Vin Diesel's character, like, just has this good relationship with a posh British lady. And I didn't know she was in the one before. And he's like, okay, we gotta go to London. And he's like, hey, mate. And she's like, well, da 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 da. I'm like, how in the fuck does this make any sense? And I thought it was just like a James Bond moment that he's got connections.
Honestly, Zach, if you had seen 8, it wouldn't have been that different.
Is this Fast and the Furious that you're talking about?
Yeah.
Helen Mirren is in the Fast and the Furious?
Of course she is. Of course she is. She's not an idiot.
That's so amazing.
I love the Fast franchise so much.
I've only seen 2 of them and I don't even, like
Which
the first
ones?
One. The first one about 100 times.
The Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, and then the second one I saw was...
Too Fast, Too Furious.
Number 2.
No.
Which one?
The one where I have to do a big spoiler warning. Michelle Rodriguez dies.
Which one?
At the start. How often does she die?
Which one? She's in and out all the time.
They drive her off a cliff? No.
No, that's early. Because she comes back in at the end of five, six?
I think it's four or two. I'm trying to remember where
she dies. She dies somewhere between one and six.
She comes back. She died. They went to her funeral.
Yeah, well, you just
but
wait.
With no memory,
Mish. Nobody ever dies in the Fast franchise.
So we are
Paul
now.
Paul Walker, arguably.
He didn't die.
No, he didn't die. The character didn't die.
Oh, God.
He just took a different road.
Oh, my God.
And then he babysat the kids in Fast 9. Did you notice that throwaway line, Zach?
I love that.
That's very
funny. I'm telling you right now, you don't have to watch any of the other ones, but have to watch 7. 7 is, you can go to my letterbox, which I don't use. 7 is in my top films of all time. 7 is one of my favorite movies of all time. I love Fast and Furious 7. Like, one of my favorite movies of all time.
It's Fast 4 where she dies.
Okay, I've seen Fast 4.
And she comes back in. Well, I think Fast 7 is her first one properly back, isn't it?
Do I need to have seen all the other Fasts to watch 7?
No, I think it's better if you haven't.
I think you should start at Fast 5. That's what I think you should do. Fair. I think you should start at 5. That's when The Rock comes in. 5, and then watch them all, including Hobbs and Shaw.
Where's Tokyo Drift fall in there?
3.
That's the bad one.
It's the least important one.
No, no, and no. 3 was the least important one, but then it was retrofitted to becoming
It's important a key canon, which is the same as Thor 2. You know?
Yeah.
Thor sucks, but now Thor is a good franchise in the Marvel franchise, so exciting. So when we come back to Thor 2, or when we come back to, you know, a lot of those films, you go, oh, actually, this is very valuable now.
But what I love, Mish, I got to tell Mish this because this is fucking crazy. So the first film is the first film.
I just remembered we saw F9 together.
Yes, we did. Yes,
in the drive-in.
Did. At the drive-in.
And your car
with
died.
With our dogs.
With our dogs.
But Mish, F1 is normal. It's just like a rip-off of Point Break, whatever. Fast 2, you've seen. It's oh, no, you haven't seen. You saw Fast 4.
I've only seen 1 and 4, apparently.
And I haven't seen 4 because it's an even-numbered one. But I got to say, this is not on purpose. It just has always played out this way. So Fast 1 and is, like, normal. But then Vin Diesel goes off to greater things. So Fast 2, he's not in. And then Paul Walker leaves the series. So Fast 3 is, like, they're like, well, let's just try this I can't think of the word here, like a anthology series. Like every Fast movie is just a completely unrelated story. And then it didn't do that well. So for Fast 4, Fast and Furious, no, thus, the opposite of Suicide Squad, they got rid of the thus. For Fast 4, they brought back Vin and Paul Walker, right? And then it goes on and on. They introduce The Rock in 5.
Vin Diesel is in 3, very briefly.
It's a brief cameo, but it's like it's, oh, okay, it's all set in the same world, but there's nothing about Vin Diesel's appearance in 3 that's like, oh, this is more important. It's just like it's a cameo to be like, hey, it's Vin Diesel, how fun.
Yeah.
Then Fast 4 through Fast 7 are set before Fast 3, right? So one of the characters from Fast 3, Han, is he in it from 4?
He's I have
in
to them. Watch all of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So then he's in them and then they make Fast 3 canon. They make a movie that had nothing to do with the series canon to the series. And not only that, Han dies in Fast 3. Right?
What the fuck is going on?
So he dies in Fast 3. Then he's in the other movies because they're set before Fast 3, right? But then they wanted to bring Han back. So Han dies in an accident in Fast 3. And then up until Fast 6. Or so we think. And then at the end of Fast 6, we find out, did it.
Yeah, we find out Shaw killed Han.
It wasn't an accident.
That's at the start.
But it's also like an after credit scene at six.
So, but it's so like the fucking start. It's amazing. It's just like this box and it explodes.
So Shaw did it, right? Mm-hmm. Shaw.
Brian's got to get the kid in the car, like shuts the door.
A few weeks ago, I tried to explain Gone with the Wind to Zach, and I understand how you felt now.
Oh, okay, yeah, cool. So anyway, Shaw was responsible.
In 9, they go to space, bitch.
He killed Han.
What? They go to space.
But go tell her about Shaw when Shaw comes back.
It's important. Shaw comes back. Also, you should know Shaw is Helen Mirren's son.
No, who are you? Yes, Shaw is Helen Mirren's son. What is going on? But he's a good guy now. We like Shaw because he's hot
and every
Shaw.
Villain is bad. There's a villain who's bad and then in the next one, they're good. They've joined the family.
Well, in the next one, like they're kind of wobbly.
It's about change. It's about assimilation. It's about second chances. It's about family. It's the best fucking franchise in the fucking world.
So Shaw killed Han, right? Or so we thought, because in 9, we realized that Shaw did not kill Han. It was all part of an elaborate ruse where Han faked his own death and he's been hiding out in Tokyo the whole time. They retrofit one character's death 3 times so far.
In
so
fairness, this does sound like something I would love.
It's so fun. You will love it. I would like to watch it with you, but I also like we're in lockdown and who knows.
I can just watch them and report back.
Zach, do you think that the Lido would put on a Fast Furious marathon?
Oh, 100%. 100%. Could the three of us host it? I'll just call up Rafa, my boy Lido. I'll go, Lido, we want to do a fast marathon. He'll go, no worries. And then they'll shut down the entire state because
can
of
we host
bad
it?
Governments in other states, and then we'll cancel it. So I go, Mish.
Can we host it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. Good. Whatever
that's
you want
fine.
To.
Zach owns Lido.
Yeah, that's fine.
My boy's at Lido.
Not a problem. Well, I'm gonna. What I've taken from this is that I will watch Fast and the Furious.
Please do watch it.
I don't like cars.
Oh,
but I don't think you need to like cars. You just need to like.
It doesn't matter if you don't like cars.
I'm pretty sure the director can't drive.
It doesn't matter.
That's very funny.
The physics of driving a car become pretty irrelevant from about 6 onwards.
There's one where they. What is the word when you jump out of a helicopter? Like parachute? They parachute out in cars of a plane.
And then there's another one.
And they did it. And they did it. It was real.
No, it
wasn't. There's another one where they jump from one tower to another tower in a car. And then in the most recent one, he does like he attaches his car to a rope and does a car Tarzan swing.
Oh, yeah, it's really good. Car Tarzan is good. It's very Jumanji.
Tonight I was going to watch Saving Private Ryan.
I think
I'm going to watch Fast and the Furious 2.
Well, it's a different vibe. And I don't think you need to watch 2. I think you should start with 5.
Yeah, go from 5.
Okay.
So they become super spies at around 5.
Yeah,
no, they're still baddies.
Are you guys lying to me?
No.
Are you guys taking the piss a bit?
Mish, you know that I love this franchise.
Yes, I know, but they're spies now.
No, in 5
no. Well,
they
work
become
for the government because they're such good criminals that it does sound like we're.
It sounds like you're taking the piss.
But this is the genuine plot: is that the government needs crims to catch crims.
You guys are bullying me.
When does that happen? Does that happen in 6? Because I know they're spies by 7. They work for government
no,
by 7.
No, Zach, are you lying?
I'm not lying.
Fucking
because with you.
Because in number 5, we meet The Rock who is trying to get them.
Because they're now they do heists. So you know how they kind of do heists in the first one, but for like road
DVDs?
Heists for DVDs? By the 5th one, they're going to Brazil to steal
this
safes.
This is Brazil. That's right? Why my Twitch name is that.
Oh, yeah.
So they do like, it's moved to like a, the London, the like, it's moved to like heist level, bank heist level by the 5th one, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Then Michelle, explain happens then.
And then they do so well and then like The Rock recognises the importance of family and like is like, actually, you guys are okay. And then the next one, the government's like, we need you guys. The Rock's like, I've got the right team for this.
Is this number 6?
I definitely don't have to have watched 1 to 4.
I don't think so.
No,
I think you can just watch her like. It. Yeah, I mean, definitely. If you watch it, like the concern I have is I don't want you to drop out before it gets really good.
Seven is one of my favorite movies of all time. You've got to watch six movies before you get to seven.
Yeah, so I want you to start at five because then you've got more, and then you can go back and start again. It's like when you start Doctor Who, the new series, I always tell people they should start with David Tennant because every single person wants to fuck him, so they will get through what is left of like the sort of honky, which is like the kind of the appeal of it, but you don't want to start them with Eccleston because he's less fuckable, even though he is fuckable, but he's less broad in terms
of disagree,
like...
But
well, I'd fuck Eccleston. Fuckable. We'd all fuck Eccleston, but we have taste. We have style. We're smart people. There's a lot of people out there who aren't interested in fucking Christopher Eccleston because they don't know, okay? And I also would fuck David Tennant. Of course I would.
I would fuck David Tennant, but... That's good.
Okay, well, some
you.
People... Oh, okay. No, so respect. Zach's got taste, fancy... Okay. Well, look...
No, I'm just saying, I think
if
Eccleston...
you had to do kisses, would you rather do kisses with Eccleston or Tennant?
Tennant.
Eccleston, I think.
Yeah. What about you, Mish?
Eccleston.
Yeah, okay. Mine's
David
Tennant.
Tennant's a bit short.
Is he short?
I think so. He looks...
I'm short.
Yeah.
I think he's tall.
I'm saying that this is to be picky. Be like... I mean, I don't watch a lot of Doctor Who.
Yeah, I would probably kiss neither, TBH.
If you,
who are you kiss? Your partner? Like a normal?
What a loser!
All right, I'll watch Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, please do. It's good. It's the same vibe as John Wick. It's not as high end, but it's the same feeling.
What I would say is I think that Seven came out a similar time to Mad Max, and they're two of my favourite action films of the last few years, and they're great for completely different reasons. Mad Max is in the John Wick realm of, like, just efficiency of storytelling. It's, like, a very clean, simple story with characters with clear dynamics, and then the action is just like them trying to achieve their goal through a very simple... Does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
John Wick is like, he wants to get from A to B, someone stopping him, and then action, right?
That's same what with I love Mad so much Max. About John Wick, was yeah, that it was exactly just so right. easy to watch. Yeah.
Seven, as an example, goes for 2 hours and 45 minutes. The Rock is in his own movie. Russell is there, and I don't know why.
Kurt Russell's in it.
You cry. It's like so bombastic, but also great. It's like the other, like, you got to do one of those two things.
So you've never seen Fate, Zach?
No.
It's so good. It is so good.
I'll watch, I haven't seen Hobbs and Shaw, but I'll watch it because it's number one of the Hobbs and Shaw series. I'll also watch Fate.
Hobbs and Shaw, I just haven't. I just missed it. Absurd. There's a point where it just becomes like, there's a battle that starts at midnight and then all of a sudden it is day and there's no one gives a fuck. Everyone's just like, yep, it's day. Who cares? It's so good.
I'm so sorry if you're listening because you wanted to hear about John Wick 2.
I'm not sorry.
Nah, fuck it. Fuck it.
I don't care. You vaccinated, you dogs.
Could I just say one last thing on Fast and Furious and then we can move on to John Wick? The thing I love about Fast and Furious is it is the type of movie that doesn't really exist anymore. Like these sort of big, big, bombastic, silly, like not taking it, like adventure films. It is
I love
the closest.
Adventure films.
It is the closest. And I know that Michelle... You're really big on Jungle Cruise, which I haven't seen yet.
I've sent you many texts about Jungle Cruise.
And I want to watch it on the big screen.
Would you say adventure films is your favourite kind of film?
Yes.
That's nice.
Yes.
And I think that Fast and the Furious is like the closest in our modern age to an adventure film.
Yeah, like it definitely is.
And it's also really weird because it's set in our world, but then like it is, it isn't. It's so interesting.
It's not our world. It's not our world.
It's very, very fun. Jungle Cruise is fun. It's great. Got Disney's first gay character, although I just realised he's played by a straight guy, which I didn't know. That's kind of sad.
I should watch that.
Bit of a missed
movie.
Opportunity. Again, I would like to put forward Reese Nicholson as a recast option. Just an option. He would have been good.
Let's cast Reese in everything.
Well, he's very funny, and I've just been watching him in a lot of things lately. I'm glad.
We should probably touch on the John Wick Leguizamo experience in John Wick, because like Zach said in his blurb, he's only in one scene and one shot in this film.
I watched a deleted one.
Did you?
On YouTube.
Oh.
So you've seen all of John Leguizamo's scenes?
I've only seen one deleted scene on YouTube. Oh,
that's good.
What happened? Yeah.
He just gets punched. They want him to do something. He's like, nah, and they give him a punch, and then they give him a kick, and they help him up, then they give him another punch.
Is he really good at it?
Yeah. He would be, I can imagine. He's really good. And you can see in his eyes, he's like, I'm in twice as many scenes in this film, and then no.
Mm. Well, apparently, John was very disappointed that he was cut from this. Of course you would be.
But he'd be devastated.
Yeah, because apparently his character had a whole backstory, and like there was all this stuff for him, but he was cut, and then now he's not in any more John Wicks. I mean, he might be in John Wicks in the future,
but he's not in
John Wick 3.
We need a John Wick 4 that's like a Tokyo Drift just about Aurelio.
Oh, I would love that. Aurelio's Drift.
Aurelio Drift.
It is something that they do really well in the Fast franchise, where they'll just sort of like, even if a character's been away for a few movies, they'll just bring him back in.
Oh, yeah, they don't give a fuck. I love it so
much. And I think that maybe that could happen. Like, all right, what's Aurelio been up to? Let's like make that the focus of 4 or even 5. I'd be happy if they've already started on 4 to like fold Aurelio back in at 5.
But because he's so good in this role, even in that one scene where he comes in, he's like, you fucked your car up. It's like he's funny. He's serious. He's a bit scary, but he's kind. He's all of the things.
John
Leguizamo is so good. And you can just tell in that one scene he shows a plethora of emotions.
I wish he was in it more,
and it's really disappointed me.
I think he's a bit of a victim of like where the series goes. Like it becomes like by the third one, it's so wackadoo. Like it's in its own world.
It's like a Kingsman, which I also love. Like series.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a fun one. But you know how at the end, Mish, like there's that bit where there's all the... Like this has hints of it, right? Where like in the first one, it's like, oh, the Continental, there's like a whole hotel. How interesting. It's set in our world, but there's these secret layers. And then by the second one, you're like, and also there's a bank of like obese Hasidic Jews. And like also there's like a place with sexy tattooed lady secretaries that's how they do kill. Okay, this world goes a little deeper and is a little more like wackadoo random than I suspected. By the third one, they go all in and there's
fantasy almost.
Like, honestly, you're like, I'm so sad that they've cut John Leguizamo, but then they replace him with an Angelica Houston, and you're like,
Wait to watch the third movie. I'm doing it this weekend with my partner. Well, I'm so excited.
You're going to love it. It's so good.
I think they've got to like kind of make a wacky layer to John's character to bring him back. You know, they've got to be like, you thought it was a car garage, but down the hall there was, I don't know, a fancy fucking
underworld
hat shop that was gun.
I love in this film, I love the scene where they go to like, there's like a concerty party thing when John has to go and kill the woman that he doesn't want to kill. And I love that scene because it's very like sexy and very like sad.
Yes.
It's amazing. Like there's this band playing. It feels like the 90s. Like they've just been like, well, Keanu's here. So it's the 90s. And and Evanescence is playing. And like it's so horny vampire film for like 10 solid minutes that you just forget that it's John Wick because you're like, this is Game of Thrones, but with 90s horniness. Mm. This is Sex and Candy. It's amazing.
While I was watching it, I was like, oh, here we go. This is them trying to top the underground pool and booby gun club in the first one.
Yeah.
And then by the time I got to the end of it, I'm like, well, they did a pretty fucking good job at that. They did a fucking good job at matching that. So I'm really excited to see the third one, especially for Angelica Houston in it, because what a fucking
And
legend.
Halle Berry. Oh, you're going to have a great time with
three. I watched Halle Berry eat hot wings today.
Oh, great.
Did you?
Yeah.
I love that show.
Yeah, that Hot Shots. Is that what
hot
it's
wing.
Called?
Oh, hot it's wing. A hot, hot something.
Yeah. I have not watched the show.
Oh my God, I will tell you all about it. Basically, there's a man who sits with a celebrity and they eat chicken wings or vegan chicken wings if they so choose, and they go from mild to extra spicy, and he interviews them while they does it, and it's very fucking funny. And Braz, you'll appreciate this. The best one ever is Kristen Bell.
Okay,
because everyone dies. Like, everyone is dying. Kevin Hart is, like, dead on the floor at the end of it. Jack Black is crying. They're all, like, fucked. Kristen Bell just smashes them. She's like, wow, that was hot. That was spicy. Okay. Anyway.
It's like, the best YouTube show ever. And, like, and the best part is he does research and the questions are really good. And, like, it's a really interesting interview for the first 15 minutes. And then it's like, oh, that's too spicy. And then it becomes about spicy. It literally just flips. It's like, wow, what an interesting. And it, like, answers two things. It's like, oh, those funny stunty things that they do on the Tonight Shows, they don't have much body. They're just like, oh, eating spicy wings, doing silly stuff. Yeah. But they're not. And then interviews are fun, but they kind of get a bit boring. It's so good.
It's so funny.
And you forget. You also forget. Have you found that? You, like, forget the point of the show. And you're like, oh, how interesting. That's such a good point. And then they go, yeah. Oh, that one's really spicy. And then you're like, oh, yeah.
It's so good. It's so good.
Have you guys seen this Cooking with Paris?
No, it's on my list. It's on my list.
You're obsessed with Paris Hilton? I love Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton rules.
Were you really a big fan of The Simple Life?
Yeah.
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 That's pretty sick.
I just think she's so funny. I think she's the best character ever created.
Well, that's the thing. She created a character.
Yeah, she's really smart, but she's also dumb. But I love her heaps. Like, I genuinely, if I met her, I'd be like,
my favorite thing about Paris Hilton is now she's like, she talks really deep and she's like, that was just a character. It's like, I think he's still doing a voice, just a different one. Now you're doing serious Paris Hilton voice. No, I'm serious Paris Hilton.
Regarding John Wick 2,
mm-hmm, yeah,
what are our Leguistamos?
Ooh, it's tough.
I know mine. Keeping in mind that I would actually give this film 4.5 stars. I thought it was that good. It, to me, is a 2 Leguistamo film because of the choices they made to get rid of the legs.
Yeah.
He has the 2 because of it is a Johnny Legs film. He should be in this movie, but the movie itself has instantly lost a few Leguistamos just because of their choices to cut him from so much of the movie. So I'm a bit bitter. So that's my Leguistamo.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel you on that. Yeah. I'm going to go with here's a fun thought. I think that John Wick 3 has a higher, no, probably equal Leguistamo score to John Wick 2.
Ooh.
Because I believe that the Leguistamo system is often about deducting Leguistamos.
Mm.
And a movie with, like, Halle Berry, with Angelica Houston, like, that's jam-packed with underappreciated great actors that should get to do more, right?
Yes.
That gives it maybe a Leguistamo. This movie, John Leguizamo is in it, but he should have been in it more. He's slighted, so it loses Leguistamos.
Uh-huh.
So yep. I give it 2 Leguistamos as well, I believe. A great shame. And I think it was from the writing. They should have made him more. Imagine Johnny Legs and Johnny Wick on a plane to Rome together. They could have made it happen.
That scene, a fight in a plane, that'd be good.
Even if they'd killed him. Like, even if, like, the guy
that would be very
burning
Johnny
down
Legs.
His house, like, kill John Leguizamo. Because it's like, you killed John Leguizamo? Well, now I'm mad.
Yeah.
You can kill my dog. You can, like take my wife. But you killed Johnny Leguizamo?
You prick. Braz?
3.
Yeah, great.
Okay.
Just because I'm, like, a generally, like, positive gal.
Love that positivity. Love that.
I'm going to give it, like, one more because of the dog and stuff. Mm. I love this film. It's 4.5 stars.
Well, if it was out of staffies, I'd give it 5 staffies. It
is
a quality staffie.
Yeah. It's a girl who plays the dog as well.
Oh, I
it's
love
a girl
that.
Who plays the dog called Boy.
Do we know what her name is?
I did. I used to know and I forgot it.
I'll look it up. It's fine.
What's Halle Berry's? Is Halle Berry's dog a Staffy in the third one? I can't remember Halle Berry's dog.
She has like a German Shepherd
kind of vibes, yeah? Like a big...
No. Hang on.
Have you guys heard of dogs called Carne Corsos?
Yes. Oh. Fuck, they're amazing. Are they illegal in Australia?
I think so. I've never seen one in the flesh.
Yeah. Are they those big, like, chonker ones that look
big
like Venice
boys.
Beach?
Yeah.
Venice
Belgian.
Beach.
Yeah. All their owners wear chains.
They're Belgian Malinois.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They're like a hunting dog or a gun dog or something, I think.
It really breaks my heart that we can't have you back on to talk about John Wick 3.
You can. You make the podcast.
No, we can't.
He's not in it.
We could talk about what he would do in it.
Now, you can come and talk about And God Left His Boxing Shoes at the Shops on Christmas, his movie he made. In like 2005, whatever the fuck that's called.
Can you come on?
And talk
what would
about...
you like to watch, Braz, if we had you back?
I'd like to watch Jungle Cruise.
Well, again, he's not in.
Is John Leguizamo in that?
What you're talking about is the fact that he's not in enough.
Yeah.
He's in a lot, but he's not in enough.
What are the good ones that I. What something good. I'm a quality guest.
You are a quality guest.
Yeah, but you draw in the listeners regardless of the film, so we could get you in for any old shit. And it
why don't you give me something?
You've worked hard on your
rant about it.
You've worked hard on your career, and your punishment is, and on our friendship, and your punishment is, we don't need a good film to get listeners when you're on, and I don't feel bad giving you a shit film to watch.
Yeah, double whammy, Braz. We're going to give you a shitty 2 hour and 50 minute.
You think we're giving a 2.5 star film to fucking Luke McGregor? No, he's getting the prime cuts.
Oh, damn it.
Thank you so much, Braz, for joining us. If people want to find you, how do they find you?
I live above the...
Don't tell them where you live.
I Michelle Brazier on Instagram, on Twitter.
And you're doing... Do shows?
Yeah, I'm doing shows. At the moment, they're on in September in Melbourne and November in Sydney. Mm-hmm. And I think September as well in Brisbane and August in... Tasmania. You know what? Just go to michellebrazier.com/tour.
And you know, and I just want to say, I recommend checking out that show because Michelle is a god among us, and that show is her godly will touching down upon
That's
us.
That's not fair. I reckon you should go and see Average Bear.
What do you think of the show?
I think that everyone should go and see Average Bear because it's real good.
And it See what I'm talking about? No,
all right,
that show.
Fuck
Five
you.
Stars.
5 stars to Average Bear.
Five stars to Average Bear.
Goodness.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Braz. We'll speak soon.
Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.